Potassium sodium / sulfur-based low-cost battery, a new key to renewable energy storage. Beyond lithium, the next alternative. At the center of the global energy transition lies a critical challenge: storage. Solar and wind power are infinite, yet they suffer from the intermittency of the sun setting and the wind dying down. Until now, lithium-ion batteries have filled this gap, but their high cost, resource constraints, and fire risks limit their use in long-duration, large-scale storage. This is precisely the gap where potassium sodium / sulfur, KNOS/S, batteries are emerging. In 2025, a research team at Columbia University published experimental results on KNOS/S batteries in Nature Communications. By using abundant, low-cost elements like potassium and sodium instead of lithium, and sulfur instead of expensive rare metals, this battery demonstrated the possibility of simultaneously achieving low-cost, high-efficiency, and safety. A breakthrough in stable operation at intermediate temperatures. Conventional sodium-sulfur, NaS, batteries only operate at very high temperatures, above 300 degrees Celsius, which posed major industrial limitations. However, thanks to innovative electrolyte design, this research team achieved stable operation at around 75 degrees Celsius, an intermediate temperature. The core lies in a new electrolyte combination. The researchers optimized the electrolyte to efficiently transfer ions between the KNA alloy anode and the sulfur cathode, while maintaining ionic conductivity even at lower temperatures. This improved energy efficiency and significantly reduced corrosion and structural degradation that plagued conventional high-temperature NaS batteries. Operating at intermediate temperatures is not just about improved efficiency. It also drastically reduces system maintenance costs and enhances safety. In other words, this represents a leap from laboratory stage possibility to a realistic pathway toward commercialization. The triple advantage: low cost, high efficiency, sustainability. Potassium and sodium are abundant and inexpensive in the Earth's crust. Unlike lithium, cobalt, and nickel, their supply chains are not restricted, nor are they highly vulnerable to geopolitical risks. In addition, sulfur is an extremely cheap byproduct of the petrochemical industry. Thus, even in terms of raw material costs alone, KNOS/S batteries can be produced at significantly lower prices than lithium-ion batteries. Experiments showed higher energy efficiency at lower operating temperatures compared to existing NaS batteries, along with stable charge-discharge cycles. These characteristics make KNOS/S batteries an ideal solution for long-duration renewable energy storage, seasonal storage. For instance, surplus electricity from summer solar power could be stored in KNOS/S batteries and released during winter when heating demand surges. Implications for the energy industry and the environment. The impact of this technology goes far beyond simply creating cheaper batteries. First, it removes bottlenecks to renewable energy expansion. Wind and solar power plants suffer from sharp daily and seasonal fluctuations. To integrate them stably into the grid, long-term storage devices are essential. KNOS/S batteries could dismantle the cost barriers of lithium-based ESS, energy storage systems. Second, it strengthens sustainability. By reducing dependence on scarce metals and using abundant resources, this technology significantly lowers environmental destruction caused by resource mining. The use of sulfur, a byproduct, also brings major value to the circular economy. Third, it reshapes industrial structures. If KNOS/S batteries are commercialized, today's lithium-centric supply chains and corporate structures will be disrupted. Battery manufacturers and energy companies will have to invest in new raw materials and facilities, reorganizing the competitive landscape. Challenges toward commercialization. Nevertheless, several hurdles remain. First, scaling up demonstrations. So far, performance has been validated only at the laboratory and pilot scale. Further verification is needed to see if the same results hold at scales of hundreds of kilowatt hour to MWH. Second, cycle life and durability. Even with intermediate temperature operation, it remains to be seen whether the batteries can withstand the tens of thousands of charge-discharge cycles required for long-duration ESS. Third, cost structure. While raw materials are cheap, new electrolyte synthesis processes and system designs bring initial costs. Optimizing battery packs and battery management systems, BMS, will also be critical. Fourth, safety and regulation. For long-duration storage devices to be used commercially, they must pass international safety certifications and regulatory standards. This barrier is as crucial as experimental success, since it secures commercial trust. Redefining the battery. The true significance of this research lies in redefining what a battery can be, not just cheaper and longer lasting, but a new ecosystem for energy storage that goes beyond lithium. It is like discovering an affordable, widely available alternative to expensive rare drugs, giving benefits to everyone. Kainos/S batteries represent precisely such a mass access solution, capable of driving the renewable energy era forward. On the journey toward a 100% renewable energy era, the biggest obstacle has been the challenge of ensuring electricity anytime. Kainos/S batteries offer a clue to solving this riddle. While hurdles remain in moving beyond the laboratory, the technology has already demonstrated its potential to meet the three essential conditions of low cost, high efficiency, and sustainability. If Kainos/S batteries are commercialized within the next decade, humanity may enter an era where electricity can be stored and used across seasons. A truly renewable energy society.